Today's shiur is Masechta Avodah Zarah Daf Yud Gimel, and we will begin on Daf Yud Beis Amud Beis at the Mishnah at the bottom of the Amud Beis Hashem Yisbarach. Says the Mishnah, Ir Sheish Be'Avodas Kechavim, a city that celebrates holidays for the Avodah Zarah. Chloi Bechanuis Mutaris, and there are shops that are decorated, and that is a proof. Those shops are a proof that they are paying money to the Avodah Zarah. And there are shops that ain't a Mataris. And there are shops that don't have these decorations and therefore are not paying special fee to Avodah Zarah. Says the Mishnah, Zaya Maisa Beit Shan. Such a situation was the case in Beit Shan. V'omer Chachamim, Mataris Asuris. In these shops that are mutaris that have this decoration, that one may not purchase there, there's any mutaris, and the shops that are not decorated mutaris, you can't shop there. So Tiferes Yisrael asks a question that we just learned in our previous shiur, that if there's a city that's celebrating the Avodah Zarah, we're not allowed to shop in any shop in that city. And if there are cities that don't have the Avodah Zarah, then we are allowed to shop in that city. So how do we understand this Mishnah? Is it a city that is it a city that's celebrating, or is it a city that's not celebrating? So he explains that here we're speaking obviously about a city that is not celebrating the Avodah Zarah. Because if the city is celebrating the Avodah Zarah, then certainly we're not allowed to shop in any shop, as we've been learning often in our shiurim. But rather, we're speaking about a city that's not worshiping Avodah Zarah, but they forced some of the cities outside of some of the shops in that city that's not celebrating the Avodah Zarah to be participating and paying taxes, as we're going to learn, etc. And therefore, even though the city doesn't serve as a problem, but this is an issue. And therefore, since it's an issue, the halacha is that we're not allowed to go to the shops that are mataris. Moreover, it says Seder Rishonim, the question here is, what are we and what are we not allowed to buy from them? The Ritva explains that anything that's necessary that we need to buy for day-to-day living, we're allowed to buy from them, even if it's a city that has these types of shops. And he makes a very interesting consideration. The consideration that he says is that many times when you have, and this is relevant from the beginning of the Masechta, frankly, when you have these cities that have these non-Jewish celebrations, we have to be concerned about why are we allowed to do business with them. And we gave many heterim. One of the terms that he suggests is because prices are cheaper during that time of the year. And if prices are cheaper during that time of the year, and a Jew purchases things that time of the year because of the financial advantage he could get, he says that's permissible because you're not doing it in any way to honor the Avodah Zarah. He actually says that the same halacha would be in two ways. One is the halacha is on a Chol HaMoed, so we know then a Chol HaMoed also, we're typically only allowed to shop a Chol HaMoed what we need for Yontif. But what would be the halacha if there's a sale that's only taking place on Chol HaMoed? And after Chol HaMoed, you won't be able to get that price, or you won't be able to get that merchandise. The halacha is that you're allowed to shop on Chol HaMoed. So he suggests the same thing would be here. If, because it's the season of their holiday, you could get merchandise that you normally wouldn't be able to get, or certainly not at that price, then the halacha is that you would be allowed to purchase it. And he goes on to say that even maybe selling merchandise, if this is the only time and way you could sell merchandise that otherwise you normally would not be able to sell, the halacha is lenient in that situation as well. Says the Gemara, Amar Rav Shimon ben Lakish, Lo yishanu el mutaris bevirad v'hadas. When we speak about mutaris that they're decorated, we're talking about roses and hadasim, which give off a good smell, and they usually put out the front of the Avodah Zarah. And the reason we can't chop in those shops is Kamasana Merecha. We're enjoying the odor, the fragrance of the Avodah Zarah. Avam Mutaris Paperis, if they're decorated with fruit, Mutaris, because even though they're paying taxes, and by you, those shops, because they have these decorations, it's clearly an indication that they're paying taxes. That isn't enough of a reason that you can't shop in those shops. My Tama, ask the Gemara, where is this based on? Damakra, the Pasuk says, Hakram Oysav is Kol HaShabah, V'la Yibak B'yotchem and Umam and Acherim. The Nana Hudasa. So if we learn from this Pasuk that we're not allowed to have any benefit, and therefore going to the shop that has this present fragrance is Osir. Ava Mahana, to pay taxes, says the Gemara, Shari, that would be mutter. So when we speak about the roses, that there's different pshatim. Some say it's just because they were put at in the honor of the Avodah Zarah, and some say that they are roses that were used in the actual worship of the Avodah Zarah. The Rishonim ask a question. Now, Halacha often speaks about in Yerideya the concept of Recha Milsa. Is fragrance something that we have to be concerned about? Question comes up, on Pesach, are we allowed to have Hana from the fragrance of Chametz? The question comes up, by Stam Yenam, are we allowed to have Hana from the fragrance of the wine? And the Halacha is quite lenient in many of those situations. Yet in our Gemara, we see that the Gemara is saying that if you're having benefit from the fragrance of the roses, it's usur. And the question is, why is it usur why would it be usur? And the Rishonim answer, there's a difference between something that is meant to give off fragrance or something which is giving fragrance. He says, what makes the Vered and Hadas significant in our Gemara is not just that they give off a fragrance, they're meant to give off fragrance. And since they're meant to give off fragrance, that's why the halacha is much stricter. Avo Mahana, to give benefit to the Avodah Zarah, Shari is mutter. Says the Gemara, Rabbi Yochanan Amar, Rabbi Yochanan's opinion, however, is a field mutaris paperis. Even if these shops are just have paperis, it's osur. Says the Gemara in Kalvachoymer, if the Pasuk says, Nana Osir, if the Pasuk says they were not allowed to have any Hanor from Avodah Zarah, Mahana, in any way that we benefit Avodah Zarah like Kolshke, and therefore, by buying in these shops, we're benefiting the Avodah Zarah. Because as we said from the beginning of the year, the people who ran these shops would pay a special tax, that had these decorations, would pay a special tax to the Avodah Zarah, which were used for Avodah Zarah purposes. And therefore, the halacha is that any shop that has decoration, and that by you buying in that shop, you're causing that they should have benefit, it becomes usur. Meisvei, ask the Gemara, the Braisa says, the day that there's a tax deduction from the Avodah Zarah, Machrizin V'Aimrim, they used to make an announcement. The Komishin Neitel Atara, whoever takes any of these things that were spread out for the covered of Avodah Zarah, V'Yenich B'Roshe B'Rosh Chamarei, and he places it on his head or on the head of his animal, L'Kavod Avodah Chavim, and on Avodah Zarah, Yenich Lo'yis Ameches, they will get a tax discount, Vimlav, and if he doesn't do this, Lo Yenich Lo Yisamechas, they won't give him this discount. Says the Braisa, the Halacha, Yehudi Shanim Tzisham, if a Jew finds himself in that town, what is the Halacha? Says the Gemara, Ma Yasa, Nimtza Nena, if he puts it on his head, it turns out, the Nena, he's going to have pleasure from the pleasant odor. That's the way Rashi learns. And Rashi explains. Rashi's opinion is, the fact that he gets a discount on the taxes doesn't mean that he's benefited. Because he didn't. The discount means that he's just keeping money which is his in his pocket. Rather, Rashi says, as we've been studying in the Gemara, the Hanoah is that he was able to spend this. The Hanoah is that he was able to spend this, get the Hanoah from the fragrance. The Ritva says that, quoting Tosfos, that no, the actual tax benefit is considered a benefit. The nafkamina between Rashi and the Ritva will be what type of objects are put on for benefit for the itur. According to Rashi, only roses and hadassim would be a problem. According to Ritva, anything would be a problem. The Ritva, the Ran, actually tries to make a compromise. And the Ran says it depends on what type of tax we're talking about. If it's a standard tax, like an income tax, that everybody pays, so the halacha is that something that I'm obligated to pay, if I have to pay that tax, it's like I already paid it. And when they're giving me a discount, they're giving me money that I had to pay. And therefore, being given that discount is considered a benefit from Avodah Zarah. But if it's a special tax that they collected for the Avodah Zarah, and they give this person a discount that if you'll put this on, according to Rashi, if it's not roses, you'll get that discount, but it's not a standard, steady tax, that Rashi will say is not considered Hanoah. So again, continues the Braisa, Yehudi Shenimsa Shama Yasa, a Jew who finds himself there, what should he do? Yeniach. He should put it on his head. Nimtza Nena, but he's having Hanoah. Nimtza Nena, lo yeniach, but if he has Hanoah, then he shouldn't put it on. Nimtza, so it turns out that by paying this tax, Mahana, he's giving Avodah Zarah the benefit by not putting it on. And yet we see we're allowed to do it. It says the Gemara Mekana Amru, Hanois of Anoisim B'shuk Shalavetz Kachavim, continues the Braisa, that if lo yaniach, if you're not going to put it on, Nimtza Mahana, that because of this you're going to pay the tax. By paying the tax, you're going to benefit the Avodah Zarah. So it tells us the Braisa, Mekana Amru, somebody who does business with the Nachrim, Behema, if Chazal find him, Behema, if he bought an animal, Tiakar, he has to cut off part of the leg. Peris, Sus, Vekalim, if he bought fruit or garments or different objects, you should let them rat. Mos, and if he got money from them, that means he gave them money and they gave him change, or metal things, they should be taken to Yam HaMelech, that nobody will ever have an off from it. The Rishonim say it doesn't have to be taken strictly to the Yam HaMelech. What the Rishonim say is that you could take it to any place where and grind it up, and using and making it totally useless is enough of a punishment. And continues the Braisa, Eze Ikur, what is the definition of Ikur? Hamnasha Persusa, takes off the hoof, Minakuva Mamata, below the ankle. Ketonimius, but now Gemara gets to the question, on Rish Lakish Yeniach, Nimtza Nana, Lo Yeniach Nimtza Mahana, that whatever you do, you're going to be doing something wrong. Because if you're going to put it on your head, you're going to benefit from the fragrance. If you don't put it on your head, you're benefiting the Avodah Zarah with paying taxes. And it says here clearly that you're not allowed, that the Braisa holds that you're not allowed to be Mahana Avodah Zarah. But Rav Shlokish began our shir by telling us that you are allowed to be Mahana Avodah Zarah. Answers the Gemara, Amar Rav Mashash B'Rei D'Ravidi, K'sav Rav Shimon B'Lokish, that the Rabbanan disagree with Rav Nosson, and the Rabbanan hold that you are allowed to be Mahana Avodah Zarah, and Vano, and Rav Shlokish says, Ano Damik Rabbanan the Pligi Alel, and I Paskin like the Rabbanan, Rav Yochanan, and Rav Yochanan who Paskins that you're not allowed to be Mahana Avodah Zarah, says that there's no Pligi, there's no Machlokes here. Everybody agrees that the halacha is that you're not allowed to be mehana avodah zara. What makes the Gemara say this, says the Ritva? Because if indeed Rabbanan disagreed with Reb Nosson, then certainly Reb Yochanan would also paskin like the Rabbanan. Not just Rish Lakish would paskin like the Rabbanan. The fact that we see that he's paskining like the Rabbanan is clearly an indication that he holds that there's no machlokes. Everybody holds that you're not allowed to be mahana avodah zara. Ask the Gemara, v'loy pligi, how could you say that there's no machlokes? Ask the Gemara, tanya, we learned on the b'raisa, hochel, in your ritual of the kachavim. We're allowed to go to a market day of the kachavim that they had on their holiday, and we could buy all types of merchandise, because that we're actually hurting the Nachri this way, explained the Rishonim, because the Nachri will no longer have these objects which are valuable objects. And then we could go to their courthouses to have these sales certified, because if we won't have the sale certified, there's a real concern that they're going to say afterwards that it never took place. And if this person is a kohen, and therefore the halacha is he can't go, as we learned previously, that they gozru tumal eretz amim, that they said that all the areas of outside of Eretz Yisrael are tamei. The halacha is you're not allowed to go to chutz la'aretz not to become tamei. The halacha is metame b'chutz la'aretz. He may go to chutz la'aretz. Lodin ularimam. If his goal is to have a dispute with them and keep what belongs to his, which they're trying to take away, shem shmetam b'chutz la'aretz. Just like he is not allowed to go, just like he's allowed to go to chutz la'aretz. Kach metam b'beis akvaris. Ask the Gemara. B'beis akvaris sakadatech. Can one think that a kohen can enter b'beis akvaris under any circumstances? Toma daraisahi, a kohen entering a basic kvaris is a issa daraisa. And just to save money, there is no heter to go into a basic kvaris. And since the Gemara, we're talking about basa pras the rabbonim, which comes up often in Shas. A basa pras is a place where there was a grave and it got plowed up. And there's a concern that the area got, which got plowed up, there may be a bone, which is the size of the Etzim Kesoira, which is Metama. And therefore, Chazal said that one can't walk in the basic, in that place where there was a grave, for an area of 100 Amma by 100 Amma around where there was a grave. And there, but this Tumma is only a Tumma Drabonon, and since it's only a Tumma Drabonon, therefore the halacha is that he could, that in order where there's a real concern that he's going to be that in order where this real concern comes up, Chazal said he could be lenient on that tumah. This Gemara is again a big question on how do we do business with the Nachrim b'Yom Edom. Why are we not concerned that we're going to be benefiting the Avodah Zarah? And here we're learning that one, how strict they were about not having any benefit to Avodah Zarah, Nalabi Mahana. So we just review many of the Terutzim that we've already discussed in our Shiurim. One Terutz that many Rishonim give is that the Nachrim and Chutz La'aretz, Lav Avodah Avodah Kachavimim, they're not true Avodah Avodah Zarah, Minig Avaseim B'Yadayim. What they're doing is they're just keeping up what they always did before, but they don't really have strong religious belief. Taisus says even more so that they knew that the Nachrim and Chutz La'aretz don't worship Avodah Zarah, and there would be a very big nafkamina, because if we know that the Nachri with whom we're doing business does worship Avodah Zarah, according to them, even if we don't consider them so religious, it would be usur. Another reason that the Paiskim feel that we could be makel, which we mentioned previous in our shiurim is because of Eva. Chazal were concerned that if we do business with them this way, it could create Eva. Another explanation is that the only time we can't do there may be a difference if you personally know the Nachri or we don't know the Nachri. Another explanation is that there's a concept of Chayi Nefesh. We live in a world with the Nachrim, and if we won't be allowed to do any business with them, we may not be able to survive. Another explanation is that maybe what we're not allowed to do business with them with is something that they use for Takruvus Avodah Zarah, that they use actually for Avodah Zarah. What we're doing business with them is not something that's used for, which is not actually used for Avodah Zarah. And in general, I saw the Paiskum say that certainly the Nachrim Bizman Hazeh don't just go run to the Avesa Avodah Zarah if they have a successful deal, and therefore there's more room to be reasonable. Al Gemara said that we're allowed to go to their courthouse, etc. So I saw that the Rishonim say that this heter that the Gemara is giving us of Neshukamatzl B'yodom is only applicable in a case where we're trying to save ourselves from a loss. But if going to these places, if the goal of going to these places is actually to make profit, then there's a whole different concern. And there, the halacha is not necessarily going to be so lenient. We learned further, Metama, the Kohen, is allowed to go to Chutz Laaretz, was allowed to go through a Beis HaPras for other reasons as well. Lilma Taira, if the goal is for learning Taira, or Lisa Isha, or to be able to get married, and he's going to be able to find a Shidduch in Chutz Laaretz, nowhere else. Taisva says that the only places that were lenient with for mitzvahs are these two mitzvahs, because these are two most important mitzvahs. As the Gemara Masechta Kedushin says, Talmud Mevi L'dei Maisa. If somebody will learn, he'll know how to act as a proper Jew. So learning Torah is so critical. And of course, getting married, that the Pasuk says, L'toyah b'ro, l'shevashiro b'ro, HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the entire world in order that we should populate the world. So these are the two mitzvahs that a Kohen could be lenient on for their to fulfill them. However, says Rabbi Yehuda, the Emesai, when could a Kohen do this? This man Shem might say Lilmoid, when he doesn't have by whom to learn in a Tzisrael. Abba's man Shalomoid, Einem Batame. If he has by whom to learn in a Tzisrael, he has no right to go to Chutz Laaretz. But, point out the Rishonim, this distinction that Rabbi Yehuda is making between if you have a Rebbe in Chutz Laaretz, where we have a Rebbe in Eretz Yisrael, you're not allowed to go. Only if you don't have a Rebbe in Chutz Laaretz in Eretz Yisrael may you go, is by Torah. But when it comes to marrying, you have to marry a woman whom you want to marry. So even though there are certainly women in Chutz Laaretz, in Eretz Yisrael, I mean, but that may not be the one that you want to marry. And you only should marry, says the Yavetz, the woman who you want to marry, and therefore, if that woman isn't an Eretz Yisrael, the loch is you're allowed to go to Chutz Laaretz. But Rabbi Yossi Omer, a field is man shemaitz lilmud. Even if you could find a rebbe by whom to learn in Chutz Laaretz, yitama, you should go. You're allowed to go to Chutz Laaretz. You're allowed to go through a basic pras. L'fi she'ein adam zoich lilmud mikol. Not every rebbe was meant for every talmud. Namar Rabbi Yossi, ma'aseh be Yosef Akoyim shaholach ach rabbi letzaydin. Yosef HaKohen followed his Rebbe to Tzayin in the Chutz Laaretz, Lilma Torah, because that was the Rebbe who he felt he could learn by best. Ask the Gemara, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Halach Rabbi Yossi. The halach is that you could go, so we've learned that Rabbi Yochanan holds that Mahana is also, that you're not allowed to give benefit to Akum. Ask the Gemara, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Halach Rabbi Yossi, that you could go to Chutz Laaretz, that to learn Torah. So it's obvious that Rabbi Yochanan was learning this Braisa, and Rabbi Yochanan knew this Braisa. Alma, Pligi. It's obvious that the Rabbi Yochanan knew that the Rabbanan disagreed with Rabbi Nosson. Because again, at the beginning of the Braisa, it says that the Chum allow one to buy product by Yurit Shanochim, even though it means paying tax to the Nochrim. So it's obvious that the Chum are of the opinion that you're allowed to give benefit to the Avodah Zarah. So now we have a question that the Rabbanan hold that you're allowed to be Mahana Avodah Zarah. And Rabbi Yochanan paskins like Rabbi Nosson that you may not. And we know Rabbi Yochanan was aware of this machlokes by the fact that Rabbi Yochanan says the halacha is Rabbi Yossi, who is mentioned in this braisa. Says the Gemara, Amlach Rabbi Yochanan lo'olam lo'y pligi. There's no machlokes. V'lo'y kasha. Kambel akech min atagar. When you buy from a storekeeper, the shokel mechsimine, that they take tax from the customer and give it to the Avodah Zarah. Kambel akech min balabayis. If you buy it from a private individual, the loy shokli mechsimine, that he doesn't take tax, and therefore you're not mahana the Avodah Zarah, and therefore you're allowed to buy from him. Says the Gemara, Amar Mar, Behema Taker, if you buy an animal from them, the halacha is it should be damaged. And the Rishonim will point out, as we're going to learn, as we learned, it has to be done in a specific way. Why are we being so specific in the way it may be done? Because the halacha is we're not allowed to make an animal a treifa. So we are supposed to wound the animal, but we're not supposed to wound the animal in a way that makes it a treifa, because you're not allowed to make an animal into a treifa. But ask the Gemara, v'ikat tzar bal chayim. How can we do this? Doing this is an issa tzar bal chayim, and in Baba Metzion, daf lamabez amabez, we certainly learn that tzar bal chayim is osur. It's only a machloikis, if it's osur mederaisa, it's osur mederabonim. Answers the Gemara, om abaya, om rachmana. The pasuk says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Yeshua when he came to capture Yisrael, "Altir b'nei ki machar anochin noischem eskulam chalom lefnei Yisrael es suseim ta'akar v'asmak v'seim tisrif be'esh." The fact that the Torah says that we're allowed to do this to the animals is a right that we're allowed to do this. That tzar bal chayim is permissible under tzar bal chayim is permissible under certain circumstances, and this is going to be one of those situations where, as we're learning, even though Tzar Bal Chaim is Osir, here it's Mutter. And this whole concept of Tzar Bal Chaim is a very broad concept that we have to be most careful about animals, but when there's a constructive purpose in Tzar Bal Chaim, then the halacha is that it's mutter. So for example, if they're doing tzar bal chayim because they're doing experiments on animals for medical reasons, of course it should be done in the most humane fashion, but it's allowed to be done because it's being done for a constructive purpose. Or our halacha allows us to eat meat. The reason we're allowed to eat meat and poultry is that even though it might involve tzar bal chayim, but it's permissible because it's for a positive purpose that we should have what to eat, and that is not considered a violation under those circumstances, a violation of tzar bal chayim. The Bnei Yisachar, in discussing what we learned a moment ago about being allowed to go to violate halachas, Koyin allowed to go to Chutz Lord, so Koyin allowed to go through a base of press in order to learn. Fish ain Adam Zoich Limo Mikoil. Not every Rebbe is for every Talmud. So he explains there are many different ways that people learn, there are many different subjects that people learn. And there's a reason why people learn differently, there's a reason why people learn different subjects. Because every person was brought to the world to learn Torah, but it was also brought to learn Torah in a specific manner, in a specific fashion, and what he should learn, and from whom he should learn. That's all part, he explains, of the formula of learning. And because that's all part of the formula of learning, the Gemara is taking that approach to learn where you could accomplish the most. Rimini, Omamar, says the Gemara of Ezu Iker, what is the definition of Iker? Menashe parasasa menakuva lamata. Rimini asked the Gemara, the Brisa says, a magdishim, we're not allowed to say bismanaze hegdish, because when you say something it's hegdish, you're giving it for bedek abayis, it becomes osu b'hanoah, and we don't have a base at Migdosh. Ve'machrimim, as we know, there are two types of cherim. Cherim, when somebody says arei cherim, it can be meaning l'kohayin or to the bedek abayis. And again, as we just said, we can't give something to bedek abayis. Ve'marichim, every person, based on their age and on their gender, the Torah prescribes a certain value, which has to be given to Hegdish, the Zman Hazeh. So all these things should not be done as Zman Hazeh, because we don't have a Beis Hamikdash to donate them to. The Hegdish, the Hechrim, the Herich, the Hema, if it's an animal, Tiokr, Peyrus, Tuxus, the Kalim, Yerkavu, Masu Klematchis, Yelichem, the Yamamelech. Continues the Braisa, Ve'ezi Iker, what is the definition of Iker? Noel Delta for now, lock it into a room, Vimes Melan, and it'll expire by itself. So now we have a stero. Before we said that the definition of Iker is that we noitel persoser, we take off the bottom of its leg. And here we're learning that Iker means that we put it, lock it into a room. Answers the Gemara, Omer Ba'i Shani Hassam. Over there, the option of just cutting off the bottom of the leg is not an option, Mishum Bezoyin Kachim. Because it's Bezoyin Kachim, this animal, which was designated as Hegdish, you're now going to do this to this animal, is particularly inappropriate. But ask the Gemara, Velishkate Mishkate, why don't we just shecht it, instead of letting it die a gruesome death by locking it into a room? Answers the Gemara, we're going to shecht it, also beledei tekala. There's a concern that somebody's maybe going to come eat it. And of course, this animal may not be eaten because it's kachim. But ask the Gemara, v'lishavi gistra, why don't we just cut it into two? There it'll die immediately, but when you chop it into two, it becomes a nevela. And if it becomes a nevela, we have no concern. Amar bayis, answer the Gemara, the pasuk says, amar kra. When Klal Yisrael came into Yisrael, the Netzatzim is mebechaysam, the Shivartis metzevaysam ashfrentis from Beish, ubsila elahem to gadayim, the Avartim eshemam makam hu leisasakein Hashem lekeichem. We have to be most careful how we treat, as we've been saying in our shiurim. We have to be most careful how we treat something which is kachim, and when we kill it in such a way, it's a disrespect. Rav Amar, a different reason why by kachim we're not allowed to just cut off the bottom of the leg, because nira kamata by mumba kachim. The halacha is that we're not allowed to make a mum in kachim, as the pasuk says. The Gemara b'masechta b'chayrus daf lamed gimel on the base teaches us this. The pasuk says tamim yir l'rotzen kam mum la yir boy. Yir means to say that we have to make sure, yeah, that it stays healthy, and we're not allowed to do anything that could cause a mum. Ask the Gemara, if that's your concern, Nira, it looks like you're making a mum. Mum ayuhu, you're making a mum. And if you're not allowed to make a mum, of course this is therefore not an option. Answers the Gemara, when is there an isser of making a mum in kachim? Hani mili bisman shabes midish kayim. When the base of midish is standing, there's an issa for us to make a mum in kachim, because the animal is chazal lakrov, it can be used for a carbon. Since it can be used for a carbon, I'm not allowed to make a mum in it. But hashta, now the loy chazal lakrov can't be used for the carbon. There's no base of midish, unfortunately. Less lumba, there isn't that concern of making a mum in kachim. Ask the Gemara, what is the halacha if an animal is already bal mum? So if an animal is already bal mum, it obviously cannot be used as a carbon. That the halacha is davgav d'leichazu l'akrova, even though it can't be used as a carbon, osur, you're not allowed to make another mum. So making a mum in an animal, b'zman hazeh, is like making a mum in an animal which is already bal mum. Both of them reflect a situation where the animal is not going to be able to be used for carbon. Here because it's a Baal Mum, and here because there's no Beis HaMikdash. And therefore, Beget HaLoch is, you're not allowed to make a Mum an animal that's kachim. So the question comes back. If Bezman HaZeh, yes, unfortunately we don't have a Beis HaMikdash, and therefore you're not going to bring this animal for a carbon, but still there's a concern, asked the Gemara, that we should not be allowed to make a Mum in it anyway. Says the Gemara, Ba'chum, Ba'mum, when the Beis HaMikdash is standing, even though this actual animal, that's a Ba'mum, it itself cannot be brought as a carbon, we could use it to redeem it, that's what you're supposed to do, buy another animal with it to use for carbon. An animal, that even that obviously is not an option, it's completely not usable. And therefore, says the Gemara, the Isser of making a Mum and a carbon doesn't, the Isser of making a Mum and a carbon doesn't apply Bezman HaZeh. Ashkechei Rav Yonah L'Rabbeloi. Rav Yonah met Rabbeloi, the Koi Apiskei the Tzor. He was standing at the entranceway to the city of Tzor. Amalei, and he said to him, Katani, we learned earlier that if somebody buys a behema from the Nochrim, Tiaka, we have to wound the animal. So now he asked him, "My Evan Mai, what would be the halacha if we bought a slave from them? What does the halacha require?" So says the Gemara, "Evid Yisrael. If the Evid is a Yisrael like a Bebaili, that to me is not a question, because the halacha is that if the Iker will ultimately cause that this person will die." And we're certainly not allowed to do something like that to a Jew. Kika Bambayle, the entire question that we have is Evid Ovid Kachavim. That the question is, if we're buying an Evid that's a Nochri, what's the question? What is the halacha? And the reason, explains Tosis, we have a question, is because we know that an Evid Kanani is Mechuy B'mitzvus Kanashim. Once an individual becomes an Evid Kanani, he has a level of being a Jew. And therefore, maybe he's going to be treated like the Jew that we just said, certainly we can't do, we may not wound him. Says the Gemara, Michael, and by the way, I don't understand your question. Tanya, the Brisa says that if you have a Roy Behemadaka, if you have a Nochri or Roy Behemadaka who are known to be Gazlonim, Loy Malin, if they fell into a pit, we're not obligated to pull them out, even though there's normally a din of Loy Salin with Adam Reyecha. These individuals are not considered that reyecha, and therefore the Rambam says that it's not just these two people, but people who are individuals who constantly do averis. There's no loy malin. We're not obligated to pull them out. The loy meridim, we're not obligated to throw them in. Amalei. So the question is, how could we have a question that we should wound the eved who's an eved kachavim? Amalei reyimel zera ketani. We learned earlier, Leichman Behem Avadim Rishvachis. Every Yisrael, when we learned that you're allowed to buy them, what does it mean? Every Yisrael, that you're allowed to buy for them? Idim Ever Aved Kachavim. Maybe it even means we're allowed to even buy an Ever that's a Nachri. Amra, LA, and Reb Zeir responded to Rabbi Yirmiyah, Mistabra Eved Yisrael, that the only type of Ever we're allowed to buy from them is Eved Yisrael. The Eved Aved Kachavim, if we're going to buy a Nachri from them, what do we have? What mitzvah do we have in buying them? When we buy a Jew from them, most understandable, we're saving the Jew from being in their hands. But why would there be a mitzvah to buy a Nachrin? Says the Gemara, Ke'asa, Ravin Amar of Shimon ben Lakish, I feel over the Kechavim, there's a mitzvah. Because as we said a minute ago, Neshamach Nisoy, Tachas Kafe Shechina, the Nachri, the Eved that's in Knani, is mechuyev b'mitzvah, like an isha. If he's a male, he has to have a bris mila. He's taken to the mikvah, and therefore there's a point of bringing him into Klal Yisrael, and therefore we should buy him. Rav Ashi says the Gemara, if that's what you're going to say, ben eved, ata behema mai machnisa tach kan fishchina ikka. And why are we allowed to buy an animal? Ela mishum tamatai. There's a whole different consideration. The consideration is not because we're making them part of the shchina. The reason is that we don't want We want to have that the Nachram should suffer. Every time somebody sells something, they are unhappy. That would do, when we do something like that, it's shari. Rabbi Yaakov Zov and Sandala, Rabbi Yaakov would buy sandals, Rabbi Yirmiyahu Zov and Pita, he would buy bread. And the question, of course, Tosfos asks, is how could he buy bread from a Nachri? Why isn't there a problem of pas akum? So Tosfos answers, it's speaking about a place where there's no palta Yisrael, and something which is where there's no palta Yisrael, you're allowed to buy. Another pshat that he says is that he bought the bread not for himself. He wouldn't eat this bread. He was going to serve it to his Ever Kanani, or who didn't even have meal or tefillah yet, or he was going to serve it to his the animal. But then the Rishonim asked that when we began our Masechta, we spoke about making a difference between a Dovar Meskayim, buying something that lasts, versus buying something that's a Dovar She'en Meskayim. Bread is certainly a Dovar She'en Meskayim, and we suggested that you're always allowed to buy something which is Dovar She'en Meskayim. So why is there a concern about buying bread? So they answer that even though bread is a Dovar She'en Meskayim, it's a Dovar Chashev. And the halacha is that if it's a davar chashev, even though it's ein meskayim, we shouldn't buy from him. Amalei echad l'chavrei. One of the meroim said to the other one, Yasma, you Yasam, we live in a dar of Yisoyimim. Avad rabbe chachma, is this something that your Rebbe would do? Amalei idach, another one said, Yasmach avad rabbe chachay, why did you do it? If you feel that our Rebbeim didn't do it, then why did you do it? And I saw that there's a very important lesson to be learned from this Gemara, the Mefarshim make. You know, when somebody learns by a Rebbe, the understanding is that the Rebbe teaches you and explains to you what he's saying and why he's saying it. But when you learn from a parent, you do what your parents do, you follow them and hug them. What our Gemara is teaching us is that when we learn from our Rebbe, our relationship with our Rebbe should be like Yisoyimim, that we're children of our Rebbeim. And whatever they do and how they do what they feel you should do is something that we should do. And Ke'erech HaKoyin, when the Koyin tells you something, explains the Sef of Yagid Yaakov, Kein Yiyah, that's what we're supposed to do. And therefore, their reaction to what the Rebbeim told them was Yasma. We assign him if we're not going to do what the Rebbe says. Says the Gemara, the Tavayu, both of them bought me Balabai's oven. They both bought it from Balabai's. The Kol Chad V'Chad Sover, and therefore, as we said earlier in our shir, when you buy from Balabai's, they didn't pay taxes. And since they didn't pay taxes, the concern of being Mahana, the Avodah Zarah, is not there. But everyone thought he was buying from Baal Bayis, but the other Amira was buying it from a shop. Damar of Abba Breid of Chia Bar Abba, Loi Shanu, as we said before, Belekeach Menatagar, the Shakli Mitzmine, they pay taxes to Ravai de Zora. Ab Belekeach Ma Baal Bayis, the Loi Shakli Mine Mitzah, Mutter, there we don't have to be concerned. Amar of Abba Breid of Chia Bar Abba, if Rabbi Yochanan would have been in a time and a place where they pay taxes, he would have said that you can't buy from Baal Bayis, because at the end of the day, they collect taxes even from the Baal Bayis. If that's the case, so how do they buy? If everybody's going to be paying taxes, so there should be no right to buy even from Baal Bayis. Answers the Gemara, even if it's a time and a place that the Balabais pays taxes, there are different types of Balabais. Balabais and a Kavua Zoven. If the Balabais has a business that's running all the time, so from that Balabais, the halacha indeed is you're not allowed to buy. But if there's a Balabais that has a business that is, A, it's not a regular shop, it's only Balabais. And number two, it doesn't run all the time. It's ena kavua,
from there they don't pay taxes, and therefore from them there's no issue of the being mahana avodah zara, and that's why it's mutter to buy from them.